USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Finding the true cause of COVID-19 is the only way to be stronger from the pandemic. Iowa Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks tells Fox News, now is the time for President Biden to put pressure on stonewalling China.
President Biden has an opportunity also to bring other countries and bring allies on board and the international community on board to ask for an investigation and information from the laboratory that we do not have, because this is important. It's important for public health, not only here in the United States, but also abroad.
Bob Moses, a civil rights activist, died Sunday.
We, the people who have the responsibility to keep the Constitution as a live document.
Moses was 86. He played pivotal roles in voter registration drives and sit-ins during the 1960s. An educator, he taught school for several years in Tanzania, Africa. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As many dispute how the coronavirus got into the general population, killing millions of people in the process, Dr. Fauci reminds us it did start in China. Brad Bernards reports.
Dr. Anthony Fauci said Sunday that the U.S. is going in the wrong direction as the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise, particularly among the unvaccinated. On CNN Sunday, Fauci spoke about the collaboration with the Wuhan lab.
And we are always willing to re-examine the criteria that are used when you do research wherever you do them. But I think doing research in the context of where these things happen is very important. And SARS-CoV-1 originated in China.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A major shock to the U.S. Olympic team, men's basketball lost to France Sunday, 83-76. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Fibbies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The CDC is warning unvaccinated Americans and vaccinated Americans mask mandates could be back in place this winter. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau investigates further.
As concerns grow regarding the Delta variant spread across the globe, the CDC is reporting drastic increases across the country in the number of people contracting COVID-19. John Brownstein is Chief Innovation Officer at Boston Children's Hospital.
And this model assumes that we're only going to get to 70% of eligible Americans vaccinated by December. So we can change this, right? The model does tell us that if we pick up the pace of vaccination, we can prevent an unnecessary surge. This is especially true. As Janae mentioned, Delta is super transmissible. And if you have pockets of spread, you're going to need more immediate options like social distancing and mask wearing.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
How much is 6/10 of a second? Dan Araki with an Olympic update.
U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky took silver in her first final at the Tokyo Olympics, losing to Australia's Ariane Tivnis by 6/10 of a second in the 400-meter freestyle. Tivnis's time of 3 minutes and 56.69 seconds is the second fastest time ever in the race. Ledecky, who holds the world record in the 400, finished in 3 minutes 57.36 seconds, the fourth fastest time ever recorded. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.